Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life.
This is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
Hi, Rebels, and welcome to Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls, the interview. I'm Alea, and I'm talking to Andrea Day. Andrea told us the story of the incredible jazz pianist, singer, and actor, Hazel Scott. Go listen if you haven't already. Hi, Andrea. So, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hey, guys. Peace and blessings. Andrea Day here. So, I am a singer, a songwriter, and an actress and an activist. And I think the most important thing that I want you all to know is that I am, like you all, a rebel girl.
Andrea, what inspires you to make music?
What inspires me to make this music or to put out what I put out into the world, first, for me, it's a spiritual thing. It is my relationship with God, and that goes hand in hand with my purpose, you know, and doing things purposefully and doing things with intention and understanding that no matter how big or how small, you have a platform and you have a voice.
You brought us the story of Hazel Scott, who fought really hard for recognition. Do you relate to her story?
Absolutely. I mean, it's absolutely a story that I can relate to. And then it's also a bit of a story that I can't fully relate to. You know, women like Hazel Scott and Billie Holiday and Eartha Kitt and Nina Simone, you know. Unfortunately, Hazel's story and what happened to her happened to a lot of our great musical and artistic heroes. You definitely, I think as a woman, you know, and particularly a woman of color, you do have to fight for representation, you know, and you have to fight to be representation the way we need to be to our younger generation.
You brought up Billie Holiday. She and Hazel were friends, right?
There's photos of Billie Holiday and Hazel Scott sitting at the piano, and Billie Holiday is kind of standing over her, sitting over her, and looking on her with just such a loving, sort of doting, almost motherly look. And those photos struck me, and then I went to kind of look at stories about them and found out really how much Billie Holiday loved and supported Hazel Scott. And I think it really struck me because we often, as women, we're more so told stories about how we're competing against each other and stories about how we've torn each other down or how we beat this person out for this spot. And for me, it's just, I think I crave stories and things about women who are supporting each other and loving each other and have a kinship and understand that their value is actually not increased when they're separated, but is increased as we're together.
Yes, rebel girls standing with other rebel girls. Okay, Andrea, can you tell us how you even start to write music?
So I will say this process for me does not always look the same song by song. But one thing I do constantly do is write everything down. Write it down. If a melody comes to mind, I record it. If I'm working with musicians, I'll have them play and I'll just start freestyling melodies. Like just sing, whatever comes to mind. Then listen back and pluck out those things that grab you the most. So, you know, it's arbitrary, but the one thing I can say is record and write down everything, because the fleeting thought that you think is a fleeting thought could actually be your rise up, or it could be your gem.
That's really good advice on the creative process. Any life advice you can share?
My advice would be to trust in God, and you do not have to prove yourself because you are worthy. And to love and value other rebel girls. You know what I mean? And you know what? Compliment. Anytime you see your sister, because those are your sisters, and you have an exchange, compliment them. Compliment them on their hair, on their outfit, on their personality, on their character, on what they've accomplished, on who they are.
Finally, Anja, what makes you a Rebel Girl?
What makes me a Rebel Girl? I think what makes me a Rebel Girl is I'm okay with people's disapproval. I'm okay with people's disapproval as long as I know that I am aligned and I'm walking in purpose. If I know that I am living up to the purposes of my life, the full potential of my life, then nothing's gonna stop me. That's what leads me, that's what guides me.
Thank you so much for being here, Andra, and bringing us the story of Hazel Scott.
Yeah, thank you guys.
And thank you for listening. If you like the show, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen and share it with all of your friends. Catch you next time. Stay Rebel.
Hi, Rebels. We have some exciting news. We've decided to make this podcast completely free for our listeners. With this change, even more girls can enjoy stories of empowering women. And don't worry, episodes will continue to come out every week, wherever you listen to podcasts. See you next time.